start with the famous Ramban that's in Parshas Kedoshim, the very first Ramban that I'm sure everybody has seen before in some way, shape, or form. We're going to read it through to figure out the nuances that the Ramban is trying to tell us, and then we're going to end off with Rav Dessler, Mechav Ne'eliyahu, what he says about the level of Kedusha, what a person can get to. It's been a Zman. We started, from those who were here from the beginning of the year, the hope is that this spring Zman, the one that comes toward the end, right by the summer, should be a culmination of everything that you've gained up until now. That it's not just that you have one thing, but you've really built yourself up to the point where things are really going well for you now. And now we're on the next level. It's no longer keeping ourselves away from Averos, but making it a little bit better. So let's start this Ramban. Ramban says, Kedoshim to you. Quoting Rashi, he says, Havu Prusha min Arayas min Aver. That the Kedoshim to you, this law, is not even a mitzvah per se. It's an admonishment to all of Bnei Yisrael. That this is what you should do. You should stay away from Arayas and stay away from any Aver that could possibly happen to any person in Klal Yisrael. Staying away from it. That's all the law entails. And it's not even an actual law. It's Kol Makom Shata Motzei Geter Erva, Ata Motzei Kedusha, Lashon Rashi. That whenever you find a Geter Erva, where you stop yourself from doing Averas, which you know are wrong to do, you find in that area itself, where you do such a thing, you find Kedusha. You can find a certain amount of Kedusha. Just staying away from Averas is becoming Kadosh, says Rashi. And therefore, if a person makes Gedarm, doesn't allow himself to go past a certain point, then that person by definition has his Kedusha ready-made for him. Says Ramban about the Torah Kohanim, or Isi Stam. When I read the Torah Kohanim, I saw the words being written just as they were, Prushim Ti. You should be separated. You should be separate from something. But it doesn't say from Averas. The Chaim Shanusham, here's what it says over there. Yiskadishtam yisam kedoshim ki kadosh ani. The word kadosh appears three times in the pasuk. You will be holy, and then there will be holiness because, says Hashem, I am holy. Kshem shani kadosh, kachatem ziyu kadosh. Just like I am kadosh, so to you should be kadosh. What that means by a kadosh baruch hu is that the definition of holiness applies to what God does in this world, therefore you should act like me. Kshem shani parush kach ziyu parushim. Just like I have separated myself from different matters of this world, so you should separate from those matters. This does not mean to stay away from Averis or Arias the way the Rashi says it. This is referring to a type of precious which is mentioned throughout the entire Gemara, in which those that wrote the Gemara, the Balei HaGemara, the people that were written in and wrote in to the Gemara, were called Prusha. The Pharisees, so to speak. Why were they called Prushim? Ha'inyan, ki ha'Torah he's here ba'arayis makolam asur. Because the Torah does give certain warnings and tells you not to eat certain foods and tells you not to be involved with certain arayis. The itira, and then the Torah matters ha'bia ish be'ishto, the relationship between a man and his wife, v'achilas ha'bastar ayayin, to eat meat and to drink wine. Those things are all mutter. There are so many things in the world that the Torah matters. Everything that's there that the Torah does not mention as an Isser is therefore Mutter. In game, Yitzha Balataiba. If so, if the Torah matters all these different things, you will find a Balataiba. A person who has not worked on himself, a person who has grown in his desires and what he wants. Makom Lios Shatu Bizimas Yishto. He'll find a makom, an area, an arena for him to say, it's Mutter for me to be Shatu in Zimas Yishto. I can be together with my wife however I want, whenever I want. Onashav Harbe. I can have many wives and do whatever I want, whenever I want. Lios Bisove Yayim Bizole Bastar Lama. I can drink wine whenever I want and get drunk whenever I want. I can eat meat and I can eat like a glutton. There's no problem with me doing any of that. As long as I stay away from the things that the Torah clearly offers, then there's no problem with me overindulging myself, doing whatever I want, because that's Mutter. V'yadaber kirtzono, he can speak the way he wants to. Kechol anavolos, shalos kuris zeh Torah. He can speak like any other abominable person, because that's not written in Torah. It doesn't say anywhere that I can't swear. It says that I can't swear in God's name. I can't do those things. I can't speak Lashon Hara. I can't do Rechilus. But to speak like a person off the street, there's no problem with that. For me to swear whenever I want to, no issue with that. What's the problem? The famous line of the Ramban, such a person is called a Nabal Bereshisa Torah. He's an abominable person, a terrible person, a person you would never want to be friends with, a person you have nothing to do with. Bereshisa Torah, with the permission of the Torah. The Torah permits him to do whatever he's going to do. See, there are certain things, says the Ramban, that are written in between the lines. That if you look at the actual laws, you're not going to find them. Because they're not there. And when you say to a person, don't be a glutton at the table. Don't sit like that. Don't walk like that. Don't act like that. Person says, show me in the Torah where it says it does this. Doesn't say anywhere here that it does. I understand. There's underpinnings. There's underlying themes that go throughout the entire Torah. And if you're not getting that, if you think the Torah is just a rational-based law that seems to go through and understand certain ways of how we're supposed to live our lives, but it doesn't apply to our daily, our everyday dealings with people and how we go about our day, then you're wrong. That's a novel Bereshit HaTorah. You're just something novel. You're just like anybody else in the street who does absolutely nothing. Bereshit HaTorah, with, so to speak, the permission of the Torah to be that way. Lefikach ba'kasif. Therefore, this pasuk comes after Shaparat Yisurim Shasro Samlagami. After we go through Yisurim that are answered completely, and Achremos specifically regarding Arayas, in Shmini specifically talking about different things that deal with foods that are usher. Hezriya Mitzora telling you Bein Adam Lechavera how to stay away from. After it goes through all those Yisurim, specific Yisurim, Tziva B'Derek Klal. It spoke in a very general term, Shnei Prusha Mina Mutaros, that you must still do a little bit more and be parish from things that are even mutter and realize that life is not about overindulging or giving in. Yemais b'mishka. You should minimize the amount of relations a person has, a man has with his wife. As it says, you shouldn't be with their wives the way the chickens are with them, with themselves. Be together in the way that the mitzvah describes it, and not overindulging oneself in taiva. To drink wine according to what's necessary. Of course you drink wine when there's kiddush and abdullah. And of course you don't get drunk unless there's an Indian to like on her. Even then it's not getting drunk, it's, as we spoke with Asume Biyayin. But there's no reason at any point. A Shalom Zachar is not, that's not written in the Torah. Right, to be able to go ahead and say, well, it's fine, it's perfectly fine. You want to have a drink? You want to have a shot? I'm not posketing for you. Okay? I'm not telling you if you're under 21 whether you should or you shouldn't. I have no idea what the actual law is. Okay? But regardless, you want to get drunk? There's never a hetzer. There is no hetzer. There's no hetzer for it. Ever. Unless it's Purim. There's nothing else. And that's why a nazir is called a kadosh. This obviously includes, and Ramosha says this in his Shuva, regarding taking drugs. Where does it say that I can't enhance my thinking a little bit, by taking a little bit, by smoking up or doing something else that will allow me to become a little bit more attuned with everything? Why can't I, if I'm studying for finals, take a little bit of a pill, a little pill, that's all it is, and I'll keep myself awake for days. I won't have any problem. I'll be able to be perfectly fine. I don't even be able to think clear. I'll be able to think quicker. I'll be able to do everything better. Who says I can't do that? Included in this opinion is the Akadosh Asma. Make yourself Kadosh. Included in Kadosh to you is, that's not what we do. To impair yourself, and I know what it seems like, to impair yourself in any which way, in which your brain is not totally in control, is outside the realm of what a normal person is, which means you're in the level of Kedoshim to you. The Yizkor arose in Yizkaros Menor B'Torah B'Noach B'Lot. The Torah even mentions what happens when a person gets drunk. Person gets drunk, I'm saying this because this is what happened to Noah. He either gets castrated or he gets sodomized. Person gets drunk, he sleeps with his own daughter. Not once, but twice. The Torah specifically mentions instances of drunkenness to show you what happens when this happens. Noach and Lot. You don't see the issue of drinking wine, that's mentioned.
They brought him yayim. Says Rashi, Mircha Fula. We learn from there they drink two cups of wine.
Zugos the issue, but
two cups of wine. Mircha Fula, a special type of truck, which is only mentioned, I think, once in the Torah. A Mircha Fula is put there by Yaakov Avinu to Yitzchak Avinu during the brachos. Otherwise, we don't drink wine like that. We don't get involved in things like that. So do to separate oneself from tumah. Says nowhere. Kohanim, we understand they can't become tumah. We understand why they can't. They have to serve in the base of mikdash. But even then, where does it say that a kohen can't make himself tumah in order to make himself unavailable for the avoda, so he doesn't have to work in the base of mikdash? Where does it say he can't? Where does it say that we don't have to touch tumah? If we touch the nevela, we're tumah. Right, that'll end up happening. If we do this, then we're going to become Tameh. Zav or Mitzor or whatever it is. But what's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with becoming Tameh. There's no lav in the Torah in making somebody Tameh. If I go ahead and I do that, what's the problem? If I am Tameh, why can't I just touch people? Spit on people. Sit on seats and then let them sit on it. What's the problem? Why can't I do it? To be mafresh atzmi min hatorah af al pi shelo zeh mimenatorah, even though we're not warned, is still part of kedushin to you. As we say, bigdei ama aretz is midrash l'purushim. That the Pharisees, the purushim, these special people who separated themselves, who made themselves a part of kedushin to you, they separated, they took themselves away from the Ami Arachim, were not careful about Tumah. They made sure that they were there. Koshnikra and Azar Kadosh. Bishmoki Mitumas Mesa. I'm sorry. Bishamra Mitumas Mesa Gam Kane. And that's another reason why we call him Kadosh by another, because he stays away from Tumah. The Gam Yishmor Pivu Lashono Mis Goyo. The Ribu Yahiwa Gasmina Divor Animos. And to watch your mouth and to make sure that your mouth and your tongue are not involved in the two terrible things that your mouth can get involved with. Eating improperly. Not foods that are awesome, but improperly in the wrong times and the wrong places, or saying things that should not be said. From Dovra Nimos, things that should be kept inside and that are not said. Not things that are awesome. We know you're not supposed to do things that are awesome, but things that should not be done in any which way. There should not be, ever be a time where a person uses a curse word to describe something that's right there in front of them. To keep yourself more careful from saying those things that should be there. Those words that are used specifically for those reasons should always be kept out of your mouth. That's something that's good for everybody. And keep yourself kadosh. In these four aspects, this is referring to being together with one's wife, which means getting involved with Arias, being careful about drinking wine, right, and impairing any type of thing that you have. Number three, staying away from tumah. And number four, your mouth, whether it's eating or speaking something. Those four aspects that are there, actually, ideal of precious. So you get to the level of where you're called a polish, precious. So you can get to the point where you're like Reb Chiya that never said anything that didn't need to be said in your life. And obviously that's not a level that we're on. I'm not expecting anyone here to never talk about sports ever again, or to ever speak about anything that's not Torah for the rest of their lives. That's not an expectation. But nonetheless, that's a level that you can get to. And you can exceed others' expectations of you. To bring yourself to the point where really, that's all I speak about more than anything else. The Elu of Kiyotevan. That's what this mitzvah haklalos of being kadosh is referring to. That's what we're saying by kadoshim to you. And that's what it means. Till a point comes where we can even say that this pasuk v'yiskadishtem can somewhere refer to how a person should cleanse their body. V'yiskadishtem, says the Medrash, elu mayim rishonim, to wash your hands before eating anything. V'yisam kedoshim elu mayim achronim, to wash your hands before benching. Ki kadosh zeh shemen arei. What they used to do is take this oil and rub it on their hands. It was almost like putting on deodorant. The Shemen Arev, and they would make themselves smell good. And even that is an aspect that the Ramban is bringing up. The Ravina Bachaya says it as a side. But included in all this is making yourself normal when it comes to being around other people. Not showering is not normal. And that's also part of Kedoshim to you. If your life is about doing whatever and not doing the normal things that people do, that's also excluded from Kedoshim to you. That's also a little bit of a problem. Mayim Rishon and Mayim Achronim was simply put, you can't sit down and eat when your hands are really, really dirty, which they were back then. You must make sure that your hands are clean. We use that for my Rishonim nowadays, even though our hands are mostly clean. We use it for referring to us washing our hands before davening, even though our hands are mostly clean. Nonetheless, it's a simple idea. Don't act as, again, a double Birshas HaTorah where people have to go up to you and say, come on, it smells. It smells. What were you thinking? What are you doing? Why is this happening? Included, on a side note, is making yourself a Seder. A real Seder. What does it mean by Seder? I don't mean a Seder is in learning. That also, obviously, that comes with. But making yourself a Seder is in, when do you do laundry? Do you do laundry like every, I don't know, 2 weeks whenever I run out of clothes and that's what ends up happening? Or do you do laundry on a set day every week or every other week according to what you need, right? You put it in, you have a set time where you take all of your stuff and you have it in there. I went into a room this week. No hamper. All the clothes were on the floor. Everything was just everywhere. You can't live that way. But you can't get married that way. You can. It's just your wife will always hate you. It's just going to happen. There's no way. You can't live without that type of thing. You can't just throw clothes on the ground. You can't. You have to have a hamper. It costs $4.50 at Bed Bath & Beyond, and that's an expensive store. Get something, a little bag. One of those little fold-up things. If you don't have enough room, then go ahead and get a fold-up thing. There is no reason why you're not putting stuff down normally. Where are your papers? What does everything look like on your desk? If it's a desk that's filled with everything and nothing has a place whatsoever, that's also included in this. You can't be that guy. And you all know who that guy is. That guy who just does not have any Seder whatsoever. Their car looks like somebody threw up all over it. Their desk looks like you can't find a thing on it. It's just piled up with papers all the way to the ceiling. And their clothes are everywhere. And they have no idea when they last washed their clothes. Maybe it was a week ago. Maybe it was a week and a half ago. It's not the way we should be. It's unbelievable. I would assume that if there's a non-Jewish janitor who comes to clean your room once in a while, granted it might be once monthly, but nonetheless, if there is a janitor that comes in once in a while and sees what the room looks like, that is without a question a kalasha. What are they learning? What are they doing? How can that not be a kalasha? Just to look at it and say, like, this is not the type of kid that I want. It's not the type of student that I would want. That's also included in Kedoshim to you, to have everything in your body clean, everything around you clean, to make sure that it's there. And yes, there will be mess ups, there will be that one time where you forget, right, and everything goes wrong, and you thought you were going to do laundry, you ran out of time, and whatever, something happens. Or somebody comes into your room with a great big pocket knife and just slashes all of your clothes hamper, and everything's all over the floor, happens all the time. Other than those silly excuses, there should be no reason why you're not in this on your own. Why you're not doing this automatically. That's the level of Kedoshim to you. The derech of the Torah is to speak, says the Ramban, lifrot v'lichlo b'kiyotzeh b'zeh, to say pratim and then give a general rule afterward that includes other things that were not included in the specifics. When we go through all the different things that deal with business between one man and his friend, lo signo, lo sigzol, lo sonu, it says b'kla b'asisa yashavatov. I know you shouldn't steal, I know you shouldn't oppress other people, I know you shouldn't take what's not yours. Now a general rule. You know what the general rule is? Do the right thing. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is do the right thing. That's it. That's all it is. There's specific lavin, and then there's a general rule. So you can't tell me this isn't written in the Torah. That isn't referred to in the Torah. Of course it's referred to in the Torah. Of course it's all these aspects are straight out from the Torah itself. You just have to find it. You have to see what it's referring to. And then all of a sudden you realize it's right there. It's right in Kedoshim to you. I remember arguing with a person, and the person was telling me, well, it doesn't say anywhere that it can't be drunk. And I brought him this one box. And he says, like, oh, you can say that about anything. Yes, that's the point of the Torah. The Torah is supposed to be about everything. It's supposed to include every aspect of every person's life in everything he does. There is nothing that you do that isn't somehow mentioned in the Torah. Even if we don't understand it and we can't find it, that doesn't mean it's not there. It is there. Every aspect, every part of our personality is there. And that's the point of this entire lab, or this entire essay, I should say, is Kedoshim to you. It's almost like an introduction. The Mashiach Ishbitzer says it is an introduction to everything else. Before you get to anything else in this parsha, before you learn about Shabbos, before you learn about keep it off the aim, before you learn about Arise, before you learn about anything, in all Kedoshim, you have to know there's an aspect. You got to be better than that. You got to be better. I shouldn't even need to tell you all of this. I'm going to give you specifics to tell you why, specifics that you need to know, but you shouldn't even need it. I should have ended the Torah with Kedoshim to you. That's it. Mamlechus Kohanim, Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh. You are entirely a kingdom of Kohanim. You are just like Kohanim. All of you have the aspect of Kohanim to you, v'Goy Kadosh. And you are a nation of Kedusha. I'm not asking this of any other nation. They can do whatever they want within reason, within the Sheva Mitzvah they know of. But they don't have to live their lives by any certain code of ethics or some type of any idea that allows them to live their lives in a certain fashion. But you, I have higher expectations from. And I'm sorry. I do have higher expectations than the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mamlechus Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh. And if you can't handle it, too bad. You're born into it. Try harder. That's the idea of Kedoshim to you. And in that regard, Reb Dessler explains there is a constant mitzvah that we always have with us of emunah, of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be osik in emunah. Rabbi Breitowitz from Or Sameach is going to be speaking for us on Thursday morning at the beginning of the morning Seder, set at 9:30. The beginning, for the first half hour of morning Seder, Rabbi Breitowitz will be here. He's an amazing person in and of himself. He's the perfect person. He's going to be speaking around the issue of Emunah Pshuta. And expect everyone to be there on that day on time. At 9:30 sharp, so that we make sure that we're all here to be able to hear him. He's going to be speaking about this issue. The way to build up that aspect of Emunah and to work on it daily is a five-fold process, says Reb Dessler. Not going to get to the last two. The last two are Bitachon and Dveikus, which is a hard enough, that's something else. But he says, the first one is Derech Hitzonis. Derech Hitzonis is the way that you've probably been doing without even realizing it. You daven every day. You say the words Baruch Hashem, the Ezras Hashem, the Mirza Hashem. You add God in. Thank God I'm doing well. Right? I appreciate everything God has done. Thank you, Hashem. The little things that you do that have that. Davening even without kavanah. But davening. Learning even without realizing what you're doing. Doing mitzvot even without realizing what you're doing. That's called derech chitzonius. You're not, there's no pneumius, there's nothing on the inside. It's just you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. That is the first aspect. You can't go anywhere else without starting off that aspect. It's called chinuch, hergel. Getting yourself used to doing what you're supposed to be doing, but it only works with chitzonius. That is not going to get you on the inside. That just gets you used to doing what you're doing so that when you finally get it, then it's there. The second aspect is called hisbonus. That's on the inside. You start thinking about what you're doing. Why tefillin? Why sittis? Why a mezuzah? What am I doing? What's the point of this? Start thinking about it. Then you consider not only that, but you consider the world that Hashem has given us. Why is there such things as climate change, where it goes from winter to summer? What's the point of such a thing? What's the point of fall? What's the point of spring? Just looking at the leaves and watching them form on the trees and seeing the pili plaim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That's the isboninus. Look at the many great things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. Through those aspects of thinking about what we're doing and thinking about God's world and what He's done for us, that brings us to level two, a level of isboninus where now we're starting to realize a certain aspect that our tefillah takes on a new realm. We start washing our hands and realizing that it's more than just washing our hands. It's doing more than just that. Number three, this is the Kedusha aspect, where Kedoshim to you comes into play. This is where Emunah falls in, and three, we can separate into three different parts as well. Looking at the emes of the world and ignoring the sheker, or throwing out the sheker like Avraham Avinu did. You want to truly believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Look for the emes. What does a Kadosh Baruch Hu really want out of us? Find that emes. And by doing so, realize, because that's the emes, I have to be Kadosh. I have to do more. Number two, breaking your Yetzirah. Learning to be Polish from all these taivas, even if they're seemingly necessary. Breaking that taiva. One time, you decide, I know I want this cookie, I'm not going to eat that cookie. I'm going to eat three cookies instead of four cookies. Even that, it's an aspect. Leaving a tiny little bit of your plate, you know, the final french fry, or the final piece, the middle part of the cinnamon roll. and you say to yourself, I'm not going to eat it. To be poorish just a little bit. To take yourself away from just those ta'anugos, those extra little things, and say to yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that you want me to be a little bit more. I'm going to do a little bit more. That is my one aspect. Doesn't mean you have to. You're allowed to eat the middle part of the cinnamon roll. You're allowed to eat the last French fry that's filled with salt and goodness. You're allowed to eat. You're allowed to do these things. Nonetheless, I'm working on myself. I want to do more. And number three, feel it. Do a mitzvah, even just one, with alacrity, with feeling, with love. Run to the Beis Medrash one morning. You don't want to do it up here? Do it downstairs in the tunnel. And run over those boards. Scary as anything when you're running through there like that. Go ahead. Try to do it. Try to run and do something with a little bit of simcha. A little bit of simcha. And gain that simcha and build it up for you to give yourself a rosh, almost like a sign across your chest that just won't leave. That's going to stay with you for so long. If you remain unaffected, right, which does happen, it's going to be very hard to have an aliyah beruchness. It's going to be very hard for that to happen. You have to allow your Torah to affect you. And consider the point, what can I do in a better fashion? Even if I don't fully understand tefillin, can I say to myself, as I'm putting my tefillin, every morning when I put on my tefillin, can I smile? I don't fully understand it, but I'm going to smile while putting on my tefillin. Can I go and put on my tefillin quickly, so that I get it out and take it off a little bit slower? Instead of just tearing it off and just throwing it down, right, and then wrapping it up as soon as I could. Can I give it a kiss before I put it away? Those aspects, those little things, lead to the level of Kedusha. If a person has that, and again, we're going through the Derech HaChitzonius, the Sponinus, and the Kedusha, which includes looking for the MS, breaking the Yetzer Hara, and then doing it with a certain feeling. By getting involved in those aspects, you can build up your Kedusha to the point where you can now get to the Bitachon level. You then can get to the Dveikus level. And then you'll have gotten to the level of Amunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to get. It's building yourself, making yourself better. Even if you're good, be great. And if you're great, be awesome. And if you're awesome, be God. That's the Yochel Kamoni. I want you to be like me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want you to be like me. Yes, it's impossible for us to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go as far as you can. Push yourself further and further and further. Yochel Kamoni, have a habamina that you could be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Put that up and say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to try to become Kadosh. Think of something, consider something that you could be parish from, that you could help yourself from. And consider this whenever you're doing anything during the day. What can you do that's a little bit more to make yourself into more of a Kadosh person?